All right, moving right along to your next item, item 13, legislative update.
Okay, well, thank you. And so we try to summarize for the board at this point in time those changes in the law, legislation that actually passed and has some impact on CSERA or is of interest. And the first one that we'll talk about is AB 1020. I do have a summary for you in the board packet in a memo. AB 1020, we had a discussion with the board about it at the last legislative update, so you're aware of it. It did pass, and it added some disability presumptions to the law governing CSERA. I do have a list of those conditions that were added as work connection presumptions. They include post-traumatic stress disorder, tuberculosis, meningitis, skin cancer, Lyme disease, lower back impairments, and hernia or pneumonia. Some things to note about these new presumptions is, first of all, these are presumptions of work connection. So the applicant still has to show permanent incapacity, but they get to enjoy the presumption if there's no rebuttable evidence that the condition didn't arise out of a work condition. And maybe to say it in the more simplified way, these presumptions help applicants basically in relieving them of the burden to show that their condition was arose out of work or in the course of work. With regard to the first condition that I mentioned, the post-traumatic stress disorder, that particular presumption in this law is only in effect for a year, and it sunsets on January 1, 2025. There's, of course, a potential that it'll get extended, but as it's written today, it is set to expire on January 1, 2025. I'll note that the lower back impairment presumption is also unique in a different way. That presumption requires that there be basically an employer requirement of the employee to wear a duty belt as a condition of employment for the presumption to apply. So that's an additional element that has to be shown in order for the disability applicant to be able to enjoy the presumption of service connectedness. I'll note also that with regard to the Lyme disease presumption, the way this law is written today, it really only applies to state employees. And so it may get amended in the future, but for now it doesn't apply based on its terms to county employees. And the last comment that I'll make about these new presumptions is that the skin cancer presumption, this new presumption, applies to active lifeguards. We don't think that there are any in Contra Costa County, but there are some in other bigger counties. And so we may not see that presumption really being applicable here to anyone. I think that concludes my summary of this bill. Are there any questions?
Any questions of Karen on the legislative update?
Okay.
Not seeing any, so thank you.
I have one more quick bill to cover that is in the memo, and it's SB 885. It is basically aligning the CERL, the state law that governs us, with federal law with regard to required minimum distributions. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Any comments or questions for that additional item? Not seeing any, so thank you.
Thanks.